Welcome, friends and music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a weekly radio show at WWUH in Hartford, Connecticut, as well as a podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. We're going to begin today's show celebrating the autumn season. Coming from New England, I always loved the change of the foliage, the beautiful colors. And even out here in Southern California, there's a lovely chill in the air combined with the Southern California sun makes for a wonderful season. So we're going to start out today's show with a few compositions that speak to this beautiful season, beginning with Christopher Holliday, a San Diego saxophone player who also got his start in New England. But his album is entitled Telepathy, a great San Diego band. Let's listen to his take on Autumn in New York. Thank you. Beautiful rendition of Autumn Leaves by Barney Kessel. That tune is one of the most covered jazz standards of all times. Barney Kessel did a wonderful job on guitar on that one. That's from an album of the same name, Autumn Leaves. And that is Barney Kessel on guitar, Kenny Napper on bass, and John Marshall on drums. A 1968 recording in late October, when the Leaves were in full bloom for sure. And I've been listening to a lot of Barney Kessel lately as I've been doing a deep dive into West Coast jazz. And Barney Kessel lived in San Diego during the last years of his life, passed away here in San Diego in 2004 at the age of 80. Before that, we heard from Avery Sharp Trio. Avery Sharp, a great bass player, played with McCoy Tyner for many, many years. From his album, Autumn Moonlight, we heard the title track from that. That trio is Avery Sharp on bass, Onaji Allen Gums on piano, and Winard Harper on drums. And we started out that set with Christopher Holliday from his album Telepathy. We heard his beautiful rendition of a great tune, Autumn in New York. All right, we're going to continue on, kind of in the same vein. Manuel Valera, a fine piano player, did a suite entitled The Season. And so on this next track, we're going to hear movement 3 of that suite entitled Fall. This is Manuel Valera.
Thank you.
Miles Davis from the Nefertiti album, a Wayne Shorter composition, Fall. And that is Miles Davis's second great quintet. Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Before that, we heard from Manuel Valera from his suite entitled The Seasons from an album of the same name. And that is a trio of Manuel Valera on piano and compositions, and Hans Gluechnig on bass, and E.J. Strickland on drums. That is a 2017 release. We're going to continue on with a brand new release from Joey Alexander, a fine piano player. He was a child prodigy. I believe he started performing at age 9 years old. And he has developed into quite a great piano player. He's 20 years old, I believe, at this point. He has a brand new album out entitled Continuance. And this is a quartet of Joey Alexander on piano and Fender Rhodes, Theo Croker on trumpet, Chris Funn on bass, and John Davis on drums. We're going to hear the opening track from this album, Blue. Thank you. You heard two trumpet-based quartets in that last set. The last thing you heard from Herbie Hancock, certainly one of my favorite Herbie Hancock albums, Empyrean Islands. We heard Oliloquy Valley, and that's got Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard on cornet, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And before that, we heard from Joey Alexander from a brand new release entitled Continuance. We heard Blue, and that also featured the trumpet work of Theo Croker on that. All right, that'll bring us near the end of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thank you for listening. We are a radio show at WWUH 91.3 FM coming out of West Hartford, Connecticut, as well as a podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. We're also heard on the internet radio station Radio Bob USA at radiobobusa.com. So check that out. Thank you for listening, folks. We're going to finish things up with the Cannonball Adderley Sextet from the album Jazz Workshop Revisited. We're going to hear a great standard, Unit 7. And this sextet is Cannonball Adderley on alto, Nat Adderley on cornet, Yosef Lateef on tenor saxophone, Joe Sawinul on piano, Sam Jones on double bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. Let's listen to Unit 7.
On behalf of Nat Adelaide, my brother, cornet, Joe Zavenul at the piano, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums, Yusef Latif, tenor saxophone, flute, oboe, etc. We'd like to thank you for making it this afternoon. We've got to split for a minute because we got to be back here again in a few minutes. So thank you, and I'm going to see you. Bye.